Hour number three of the Rosie on the House weekly broadcast. We are sitting live in the Jersey Lily Saloon, getting ready for the Prescott Parade that kicks off here at 1 o'clock, and then the courthouse lighting at 6 o'clock. We're also joined this hour by local general contractor. Now, you're much more than that, Mr. Riley, I know, but you're a general contractor's license that covers the realm of home improvement from ground up or basic remodels or light bulb repair. We're going to be talking some local things that you have to offer for gift-giving ideas, as well as taking homeowners' questions at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. But we've also got a special musical guest. At the end of last hour, we were talking about just musical performances being a big part of family traditions. Well, earlier this year, the Arizona Community Tree Council has their annual conference here in Prescott at the Hacienda and up on the mountain. And I called Ken, and I let him know I'm going to be doing the show Saturday morning. We've got a local arborist, or our regular arborist is going to bring in some local guests. We're going to talk trees. And he said, well, if you're in town tonight, go by the Jersey Lily, and I want you to listen to this kid, Nick, play guitar. His name is Nick Canuel, and he said he's going to blow your socks off. Now, you have to understand Ken is a very complimentary person. So I took it with a pillar of salt. Just because that's just Ken's nature. He's the kind of guy that you know, could compliment a cockroach, if you will. And so I came in later when we got done at the council, and I came in and I could hear the music coming up the back stairs. I thought, man, that does sound pretty good. I kept as I got closer and closer. I just thought, man, these guys are incredible. And I walked around the corner and I could tell from the band immediately who he was talking about. He said he's an incredible guitarist, and he was a Stevie Ray Vaughan almost lookalike with a hat, and he was jamming. And, you know, I was expecting someone in their mid to late 30s. Nick, you're 20?
23.
23?
Yeah.
It sounds beautiful. And then that's his guitar you're hearing this morning. He's come down to play the ins and outs for Rosie on the House. We've got a live musician today. Yeah. What are you playing?
I'm just kind of noodling.
He's
just sort of improvising stuff.
Just whatever.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sounds great, man. How long have you been playing?
Guitar, I've been playing about, let's see here. Wow. How old am I? 16 years, I think.
And is that, you say guitar, so I'm just assuming there's a host of instruments.
A few other
here.
Things, yeah. Yeah, guitar's the main one, but.
Are you self-taught?
Pretty much, yeah. My parents taught me some basic chords when I was younger, and I just sort of jumped on it and ran with it. Guys started off with CCR and moved to Stevie Ray Vaughan and a bunch of other stuff. And
Can't go wrong with CCR.
Oh, I know,
it's a
right?
good place to start.
Yeah.
And you, I understand you work locally for our radio's affiliate,
yeah.
KQ&A.
Yes, I do.
And what do you do for the radio station? Do you do like the live music or commercials?
I was going to say I'm a lot in advertising, and I do. We just launched another station, KQ&A sister station, 94.7 Jack FM here in Prescott and the Quad Cities in Cottonwood. And I do weather hourly for that, and I do a lot of advertising, writing, and voicing and producing and stuff. And we have six stations in total with the radio group, and so I do tons of stuff all over the place for all of it, and it's definitely fun.
Radio broadcaster by day, musician by night.
They work together pretty well. Yeah, it's a good combo.
Well, thanks for spending time. The music you'll be hearing all hour, a little acoustical guitar by Nick Canuel.
Yes.
I said that correct?
Yes, you did.
I listened to your voicemail like three times to make sure I'm notoriously known for butchering names.
Right.
I got to get Nick.
Well, you got it.
Canuel. Yeah. Well, thanks again, Nick. And sitting over here, we've got Mr. Tom Riley. No stranger to the broadcast. If you're a regular listener, our Prescott resident expert.
One thing you did.
Okay, let's see. We were playing with some buttons here earlier. Let's try that again.
One of the things that you did leave out about my contractor's license is that I'm also a licensed architect. And that makes a big difference when you're trying to put the whole package together for folks.
And you came out here from New York and landed at Arcusanti.
That was back in the late 70s.
So you've been around a little while. I think I don't know if we've got a technical definition of how long you have to be before considered a local, but you're definitely past whatever that is.
I've been out here for a little over 35 years. So, yeah.
Well, that's longer than I've been alive. So, for today's purposes, you're a local.
That works for me. Well, it's great to be here. It's nice to see both of you up here, too.
We're having a blast. This is one of our favorite days of the whole year is getting to come up for the Christmas parade and the Christmas tree lighting. We've been doing it for years. So.
I know you have, and it's probably one of the greatest days in Prescott, too, during the year. Next to the 4th of July parade, this is the other big time.
We have a beautiful day for it as well. Not as cold as some of the years, just comfortable.
It is. It's comfortable. It feels like winter, feels like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Now, before we get to home improvement, and if you've got a question or you're listening to this broadcast and you've got a cabin in northern Arizona, you've got questions about freeze, preventing your pipes from busting, or you've got some projects you want to talk through that you know need done on your second home, or you live here locally, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, along with anything and everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can get on the line now. But Mr. Riley, before we get to home improvement, you've got another trade that we were talking about wrapping up last hour.
Oh, I used to raise grass-fed natural beef locally. We have a small place out in Paulden, and we used to raise our own beef, and people started liking it. So, you know, I guess it's been about 10 years ago now that we began joining a local farmer's market and selling our beef at the local farmer's market, and it took off quite a long time. And got to the point then that, you know, the business required a little bit more attention. My renovations business required a little bit more attention than I could give to both, and I was spread the butter was just a little too thin on that particular piece of toast. So I stopped doing that. Others have come into the play, and they are doing that now. And there is still local grass-fed beef available. We did that for a number of years at the farmer's market. And, you know, you were talking about local gift giving this year. You know, one of the things that would probably be great is if folks, and I think you may have mentioned earlier, that farmer's markets are something that are a good resource for local. Farmer's markets are more than just fresh tomatoes and vegetables. There are so many more crafts. There are so many more different things that go into the farmer's markets that you can get a hold of those things locally. Now, they're not... You don't have the farmer's market out at Yavapai College now like you did during the summer months and, you know, the late spring and early
when
fall.
When you're a mile high, winter comes early.
It does, a little bit earlier than it does down for you folks. But still in all, you could go to the website for it's PrescottFarmersMarket.org. And that's PrescottFarmersMarket.org. And there's a list of all the vendors that are there. So if you're looking for the gal that makes the goat soap, you know, her name is there, and her contact information, the various crafts, the different folks that are there. And this time of year, they would love to hear from you because it's local gift giving, and it's supporting your local agricultural community, and that's important.
And when you talked about local goat products, I was in Strawberry, Arizona all week long. And there they've got the ranch at Fossil Creek, right off of the highway. Take Fossil Creek exit. And just about when the pavement ends, you'll see a sign that's to the south that says Ranch at Fossil Creek. They have, in addition to doing local trail hiking, and if you want to go trail hiking and not pack anything, they have pack llamas. So they pack everything on the llamas, your water, your food, and then they just go out hiking. But they have a huge herd of goats that I got garlic-flavored goat cheese, chive-flavored goat cheese, goat fudge, and goat soap for the family, and hopefully they're not listening right now, but if they are, that's what you'll get in your stocking stuffer from Dad this this Christmas. But anyway, just you know, you could just, they love to tell their story. You know, they'll visit with you forever, and it's just it's a great opportunity to really meet just the good old-fashioned hard-working American.
It is, and Rosie and I are actually farmers market junkies. No matter where we go, we find the local farmers market and just can't wait to go there. You get to meet the local people, kind of figure out what's going on in their community. And for Arizona, if you just go to Arizona Farm Bureau, fill your plate, you can put in your zip code and it'll tell you whatever farmers markets are available for you.
Actually, going to a farmers market when my family and I were vacationing in Durango, we went to the farmers market in downtown Durango for the same reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, we're farmers market junkies as well. And that's where I saw somebody selling grass-fed natural beef, which I was raising. And I thought, I wonder if I could do that in Arizona. And lo and behold, you can. I think I was probably one of the first
Wow.
to do something like that in Arizona farmers markets. Now it's almost a staple. at the farmers markets, and it's nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see local folks doing local things and making stuff, making good things available for local people.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. One of the things that makes America great, I know it sounds silly, but our water heaters. Man, I didn't have a cold shower all week long, and I tell you how quick you appreciate a water heater. Let's bring Mike into the conversation, who's got a question on his. And I'm pretty sure you, working in much a much colder environment, know more about water heaters than I do. So we've got Mr. Riley here that's going to help as well. Mike, go ahead with your question.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm just looking to switch out an older gas water heater, and I was wondering if it would be beneficial to move to a tankless system.
A lot of that depends upon how you use water. How big is your tank right now?
It's a 50-gallon tank. It's a single-story house, four people in the house.
Well, tankless water heaters have come a long way over the last couple of years, and they're no longer the kind where first there's a flash of hot, then there's a flash of cold, then there's a flash of hot. So tankless water heaters are good. They're more energy efficient because you're not keeping 50 gallons of water hot while everybody's off for 8 to 10 hours a day. So tankless, I would always try to get somebody to go tankless if you can. And I think that there's a variety of different ones. One of the things you'll need to know, or somebody will need to know, is that the space that's available, they are configured differently than your standard cylindrical water heater. And so the thing, you have to have somebody look at the space that's available, as well as what your usage is for the size of the tank. But I definitely look into tankless.
And a couple things to keep in mind as well, Mike. Whether it's gas or electric, chances are neither one's big enough at your existing water heater. You may have to run a bigger electric line or a bigger gas line in some cases. And a lot of these tankless water heaters, they won't warranty it unless there's a water treatment system on the house as well. So you may have some additional investment as well to the water heater, but absolutely take a look at it.